Well, you know what the price is, and now you're in crisis. You paid in a game where the rules are the same. Take the time to recover as you dream of your lover. You have yourself to blame.
I kind of focused on the American Songbook, but the New American Songbook, some of our contemporaries who have written a lot of wonderful compositions, and so I kind of focused on that.
We are really enjoying songs we're made to sing. The Great American Songbook, Harold Arlen, but the Jazz Songbook as well, Tad Dameron's Lady Bird, Oliver Nelson's Stolen Moments, Stanley Turrentine's Sugar. You get around.
Well, yes. I've been around a while, so yeah. Like I was saying that, you know, there's a lot of our contemporaries written so many wonderful songs, so I try to vary on each project to focus on some of our great writers, as well as the American Songbook, and then some originals I look forward to digging my teeth into. So it's an ongoing effort to listen, and a wonderful experiment and just open, keeping your ears open to listen to something new, so you can kind of, you know, work, experiment with some of the materials.
He picks me up and it makes me feel fine. Makes me think twice about paradise, like sugar and spice and everything nice. He's sugar to me.
So America has finally figured out, Mary Stallings, that blues singers and jazz singers are the best storytellers out there. You have shown us over your career how to move into a song and how to tell that story.
Well, thank you. The idea of selecting material for myself, I try to incorporate tunes that I can relate to. And basically, and that's where I kind of lived and learned that very early on. When I first heard Lady Day, I guess I was around 15. Once I heard her interpretations of her music, I knew that instantly that was, she's telling her life story. But I think in some artists, they choose the materials, but they know the idea of telling that story is what we have. Sometimes it applies to you, but sometimes it doesn't. But you choose it because you can, that's what you can relate to.
A distant land far off in the blue, the distant skies of Avro blue, with warmth of the wind blowing to you, cleansing your soul with warm Afro blue.
You came up with your own lyrics to that Mongo Santa Maria song, Afro Blue. We found it on the Feeling Good record.
Ah, well, you know, it's amazing. I was actually asleep and woke up that morning. The sun was beaming down on me through my window as I woke up, and the word just came to me just like that. All of the lyrics came to me, and that was the first time that ever happened to me. So I just grabbed a pencil and paper, started writing, and it all came just like that.
If it was always that easy.
You know, I wonder, you know, because that wasn't my first experience writing, because I've written it when I was a kid, gospel, you know, some gospel music, never used it. But yeah, that was the first time, because I needed a song for Callie Jader to complete this project. And I knew that was one of the songs he made popular. that was just so apropos. And I smile at it, and I tell that story, you know, to other people, and just when they ask, and I say, wow, it's just interesting. Are you going to write anything else? No, I mean, that came to me. I don't know. You know, it's just, it was amazing. I tell you, I go internally, and when I do tell my stories, I find myself doing that because I'm really relating to whatever it is. And if it's something that gives me a smile or a wink or whatever, then that comes out too. I'm not really acting. I'm really feeling what I'm really singing about. That's why I said it's important to have something for me that I really can relate to in a very natural way.
What's the difference between singing with an orchestra and singing with a trio or a quartet, as you'll have here?
For me, I just do what I do, and I don't necessarily change the way that I sing. So I don't really think in terms of doing anything other than what is natural. Because sometimes with the trio, I can swing as hard as I do with the big band, so I don't know.
Old man sunshine, listen you. Never tell me dreams come true. Just try it, and I'll start a riot.
I've heard a few singers talk about that comfortable place right in the curve of the piano. And you can it just fits perfectly for a jazz singer.
Yeah, sometimes I do that, but sometimes I stand to the audience, and sometimes I might sit, too. I don't particularly have a... I guess maybe I might go to the piano, up the curve of the piano. Look, it looks great, but I'm not looking for dramatics, you know.
Our guest is Mary Stallings. She's keeping it real and coming to Denver the first week in November. Excited about her appearance at Dazzle at Bowers.
Each time I work, I'm just so grateful that that we have an audience to that are there to listen and to receive my messages. So I'm always excited, but I hadn't been to Denver since, wow, way back when. So this is going to be exciting, and I'm looking forward to having this this presentation of music.
But not for me. If love can lead the way, I find more clouds are gray than any Russian play can guarantee.